From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. In Mississippi, the Jackson State Tigers will face off at home against the Southern University Jaguars tomorrow. ESPN's flagship college football show will broadcast live from the JSU Stadium for the first time. It's an effort to highlight the growth of HBCU teams. From the Gulf States newsroom, Lacey Alexander reports on the significance of this moment.
It's early Thursday morning at Jackson State, and temperatures are in the low 50s, but the JSU football team looks energized and excited. The likely reason? They're playing one of their biggest rivals this weekend, and a well-known production team will be watching. ESPN's College Game Day broadcast will be at the JSU campus to watch them square off against Baton Rouge's Southern University. Every Saturday, Game Day chooses a college football game to attend, and their cast of analysts preview the day's games on the chosen campus with an audience cheering behind them. Coordinating producer Drew Gallagher says they don't always choose the best matchup or the highest-ranked teams, but instead try to follow the best story.
Jackson State is one of the big stories of college football this year.
Since Coach Deion Sanders took the helm in 2020, he has ushered in a new era of football at historically black colleges and universities.
That combined with pregame atmosphere and everything that goes on at an HBCU football game, we're going to have all of that on site and part of our live scene at the show. Can't wait to be there.
A good story always comes with a good cast of characters, and Coach Sanders is the main character in this story.
He loves the game of football. He, you know, listen to how he talks to his team and the values that he preaches to them about accountability and playing for each other. He's just an amazing character, not to mention a college football legend, an NFL legend.
At practice Thursday morning, Sanders rode in on his own golf cart with Coach Prime printed on the front. This is just the fourth time since 2005 that College Game Day has featured an HBCU matchup. And at his press conference this week, Sanders was asked about Game Day coming to Jackson and responded with a question of his own. Why not us?
I expect stuff like this. Like, I really do. Why not us? I really think like that. Hey, why hadn't you come yet? Thank God they pulled the trigger, and we're blessed to have them. It's phenomenal.
Another big rule of storytelling is to have a good backstory or history. And Rob Jay, JSU's assistant athletic director for broadcasting, says this rivalry has exactly that. He would know. He's a play caller for JSU football, as well as an alum of the university.
Why this game is such a rivalry is both teams are just alike. They're always winning. They're always good. They have great fan bases. One team wants to outdo the other, whether that's in football, especially with the band competition. Anything when it comes to winning between Jackson State and Southern is intense. It's been like this for a long, long time.
This season, Jackson State is undefeated and Southern is 5-2. The last element a good story needs is an interesting setting. Game Day will be coming to a city that has had its fair share of conflict the past few months, with flooding, water issues, and a welfare scandal all getting national attention. Gallagher says he hopes that this game can give the city some positive attention.
This is an opportunity to show the country that there's a lot of good happening in Jackson. Look at this fan base, look at these people, and look at sort of the bright light that comes from this story right now in college football.
Finally, every good story has a good ending. And if Gallagher, Jay, and the teams have anything to say about it, that storybook finale is sure to come. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Lacey Alexander.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.